segment, before I had all this other news in the next segment, and then Kyle Serafin is joining us to respond to the bizarre behavior that no doubt is an attempt at some type of cover-up in Rhode Island, in my view. His incredible accuracy that Bongino would be announcing that he's gone today. That's now in the New York Times that he is leaving and gone today. He may change it just because he wants us to be wrong. Also, a bunch of other inside baseball he's got that he already had yesterday, but he wanted to break today on the show on some huge issues on shakeups inside the DOJ, Cash Patel, and more. So that's all coming up. But I wanted to hit this. We had a very important interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday. And as she prepares to leave Congress in less than a month, she's really trying to get bills that she's been trying to get passed for many years through. She had to hold up the Defense Authorization Act spending because the margin's so small she has that power. That's why I wish she wasn't leaving. Just to get them to allow her bill, H.R. 3492, that makes it a felony to cut anybody's penis or breast or uterus out or put them on deadly drugs and sterilize them if they're below the age of 17. And Europe's already passing laws. The UK's passing laws. This is, you know, an 80-20 issue. It should be a 99-1 issue. It's the right thing to do. And it's coming up in the next few hours for a vote. And I'm going to tell you, if you can get near unanimous votes out of Republicans to release the Epstein files, which is just the files the family handed over, there's always going to be more files, because it protects children, which I supported, release it. I knew they'd cherry pick it with nothing burgers, and they did. Well, this is really abusing children. This is just as bad or worse than pedophilia, and it's the same satanic energy of sterilizing and mutilating children, and it comes right out of the same globalist eugenics, euthanasia, death cult, literally out of the Tavistock Institute, MI6, CIA. So if the Republicans don't pass this, I am going to be absolutely enraged. And we know that there's billions and billions and billions to be made through the medical systems and through the university sterilizing kids. And so any Republican, and Democrat for that matter, but you know, they're going to pretty much all vote for it, you know, vote against the bill. Anybody that doesn't pass this bill is absolute garbage in my mind. And this is a litmus test. If this passes and Trump signs this, which he says he will, that's just another great thing that we've been able to do for the children. So everybody needs to call Congress right now and tell them to pass H.R. 3492. Now, a lot of people will say, well, give us the number. I'm so busy, I didn't think to have that pulled up when I said this. I can't do everything for you. You can go search engine it. You'll have the number. Call it, okay? But the point is that this cult is operating everywhere in the world now. If the epicenter is the United States, it's very shameful. And they're recruiting children in public and private schools. The Pritzkers are at the tip of the spear in this. They're absolute criminals to be in prison. And let's defend the children. Let's get H.R. 3492 passed. If they don't pass it, then it's just another brick in the wall. I'm challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping. shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Alex Jones.
I guess I grew up on an older road, a pedal to the metal, always did what I was told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Thank you, Jack Daniels, old number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, 'cause I can't go a week without doing wrong.
We're into hour number 2, and I'm kind of tongue-tied, not because of lack of news. I'm sitting here looking at all this, and it is so incredibly important, all of it. Nick Fuentes is coming up in the third and fourth hour to cover all the different developments in the world, and I'm also going to debate some issues with him. There's also been new information put out on, not suspects, but potential people working with the suspect that killed 2 and shot 9 others, and all the bizarre behavior out of that university and out of the police and all the rest of it. So we'll be getting to that. Kyle Serafin, again, with huge breaking news. He nailed it again. Said 2 weeks ago on the show. You mean to pull the clip where he predicted it? Said it a few months ago. He said, gone by Christmas, and now the almighty New York Times, as Servant said on air last night, we did a special show, that it was going to break in the news tomorrow morning. And again, I said, well, why don't we just break it down? He goes, well, Bongino might not quit right away or announce he's quit if we break it. And I said, who cares? You've got the sources. You're right. He goes, yeah, I do. So here it is, Dan Bongino clearing out his office in preparation for FBI exit New York Times. And he's basically already gone. It just hasn't been announced yet. So, but he's got even bigger news than that. I just point that out to show the credibility of his incredible sources, because he was already a huge whistleblower that so much what we know about the Democrats and Biden and the corruption was from him. He was a hero, Bongino, and everybody said. But then once Bongino and Patel got in there, suddenly he was bad because they decided to work, I guess, with the establishment FBI. At least Patel has. Bongino wants out. He doesn't want to be connected to all this. Well, Bongino, I hope you can wash it off of you, but I don't think you can wash this stink off. It's like a skunk. But it's certainly better for you that you've left, and we wish you well. You've done a lot of great work in the past. You just can't do bat turn 180s on policies and ideas and things you said, because the internet has a memory. And so it's just to see the fall of Trump's DOJ, and by fall, down the line, they have been working with the globalists and not getting these people indicted and playing footsie with the system. And so hopefully with the shakeup, that's really what Sarah's coming on about. Hopefully with the shakeup, and we know some of the names, and we don't, I don't want to say the names, because in the deep state, already knows who those names are, but then it'll draw attention to it. And then maybe we should say the names so people can get behind those people. But we really know what's going on here. But after Kyle was a whistleblower for years, got persecuted, and then started exposing bad stuff in the administration to try to correct it and save it. He just has all the sources now because he's the guy to go to. He's got the cojones to put this out. And he's got grand jury summons, and you know, he's gotten the Google messages like I have, letting you know that you've been, you know, they've been subpoenaed for information, so you know there's criminal investigations. I mean, we're over the target. You ask why most people don't take on the deep state? Well, because they try to put your ass in prison or kill you. And I'm not saying Patel and Bongino are deep state, but I don't think they realized they were parachuting into the middle of hell. I don't think they realized just how bad it was, and they were in over their heads. And look, I'd be in over my head. I mean, everything that's happening in the world, we're all in over our heads. Now, I shot this report 2 days ago. I was going to air it on the main show yesterday, and there's been new news on the poison shots that's come out that I want to tie this into. So I wanted to play this report from Dr. Michael Yeadon. A lot of this is already known, and he actually broke a lot of this 4 or 5 years ago as the former head of Pfizer vaccine program. But now there's all these other whistleblowers that are currently in and all these documents coming out. And we know that the COVID shots were premeditated, multi-spectrum soft kill weapon, depending on your genetics, what it would hit. Some people it kills right away. Some people it kills in a year. It kills you in different ways. And it goes in and turns off your immune system. Well, it's described in the report. But everything he says, you can then go through and see it on record. So this is all premeditated. All the globalist programs, flooding the West with Muslims, the exact same NGOs, drag queen story time, pedophilia being promoted with the exact same NGOs, whether you're in Australia or the U.S. or Germany or Canada. And I know you all know it's premeditated and coordinated, but I'm just now seeing congressional hearings where they're like, here's how the State Department funded Soros and the NGOs directed the Border Patrol and were in command of them. I'm down there at the border 5 years ago and 12 years ago, same under Obama. And you'd have the NGOs with their SUVs that had the NGO's name on it, the different charities, the Jewish charity, the Catholic charities, you name it. And they'll be at these giant migrant camps on the U.S. side. You know, the size is like some of them 10 football fields. You've seen all our footage. And I'm like, look, that's an NGO. That's an NGO. Here's their cars. And you'll see literal purple-haired women that look like they're 15 years old and like all these obviously effeminate men, super young, right out of college from the NGO, commanding the Border Patrol. And they run up and they snap and tell them. And then the Border Patrol became a delivery system for all these illegal aliens and kidnapped kids. So, yeah, we already knew all this. We were being censored and blocked then. Now people are just now discovering it. It's not a day late, a dollar short. It took so long to get this far. People that get frustrated, things aren't moving quick enough. I get it. But compared to how fast we were moving before, we're at light speed. All right. So this is a very important report. And if you already know this information, great. Have you warned someone today? Take this report that's on X, it's on Rumble, and share it with people. This is life-saving information because they're already planning new pandemics. They're planning new 4 shots. They're trying to roll it out again. In America, we're different because of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And all the exposure and the black box labeling of the COVID shot that it can kill you and it's super dangerous and taking away the liability protection from it and a whole bunch of other poison shots. Beautiful stuff's happening, but it's only happening here. But the EU and others and Australia, they all want us censored because they admit it's causing an awakening in their country. We're trying to liberate the planet right now. Here's Dr. Michael Yeadon.
If you inject me with a gene sequence that will make my body manufacture a foreign protein that isn't me, that is a viral protein, my body, every cell in my body that follows that instruction will signal to my immune system that I have been attacked, and my immune system goes to war and attacks and kills every cell that complied with that instruction. And that is what has happened, ladies and gentlemen, to every cell in every tissue in every person who has been thus injected.
I've seen a lot of powerful information, a lot of incredible studies. in the last 5.5 years exposing where COVID came from, how it was man-made in the lab in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, shipped to China so it could be released there so they have plausible deniability. And then the fact that the so-called vaccine wasn't a vaccine, it was a deadly, toxic gene therapy. But this latest video by Dr. Michael Yeadon, who was the head of the vaccine program for many years at Pfizer, who retired just a few years before, is so incredible because it's all backed up. We already know all this, but in the short video, he lays out how incredibly premeditated this was and how it's the perfect weapon. First, it orders your body to manufacture a foreign entity, which causes your body to reject itself, just like you reject somebody else's organ that isn't yours, that's implanted in you. Then it produces the spike protein from the HIV virus that's incredibly toxic and attacks the strand of the DNA that is critical in your body repairing cancer. So it makes your body attack itself, makes your body see itself as foreign, autoimmune disease. Then it makes your body mass produce something that triggers cancer and so many other issues. And then the nanolipid particles they use, they know you can't use something like this because it travels to the ovaries, testicles, and liver. This is the perfect weapon, but it doesn't kill everybody and it sickens you over time. Dr. Yeadon's about to break it down. This was premeditated mass murder. Over 30 million people have died extra since the shots rolled out that moved normally. That's bigger than all our major wars and soldiers in the last century that died. That is the reality. Here is the report. This is the most important information ever. Fauci, Gates, all of them need to be going to prison. They're planning new pandemics. They're planning new poison shot rollouts. Bill Gates openly says he wants to reduce world population, but he wants you to take a shot so you don't die. Here's the facts. Share this video like your life depends on it, because it does.
The really important thing I need to tell you about, because this comes from the core of my training and then decades of application of looking for potential toxic vulnerabilities in a medicine. It was in the core of my training to look out for molecules and components that were picked up for good reasons to accomplish some medicinal aim, but might have toxic liabilities. When I describe to you three things about these so-called vaccines that I know as a professional from this industry that gave birth to them must axiomatically cause injury or be known to be risks, I could pick others, but there are three that I know to be true in the heart of my being in training. The first one is we were told that these molecules were gene sequences that encoded something called spike protein. The spike protein, we were told, was on the outside of this virus. Now, I don't agree with that, but this is what we were told, a cartoon like a sphere with spikes coming out of it. We were told these vaccines encoded the protein, the spike protein that sat on the outside of these viruses, and this would train your immune system to fight it off. Ladies and gentlemen, is a really important concept in immunology. It's taught to every person who has a training in immunology, as I did, in the first lesson. What allows your body to treat itself kindly, but to go to war?
By the way, hit pause something and back it up 10 seconds. I didn't point this out in what I shot to the report, but, and later I realized I wanted to say this. You understand that I'm not even a virologist or epidemiologist or any of this, and I know this stuff, okay? This guy's one of the most prestigious in the world. The point is that this is like default stuff, like water freezes at 32 degrees, or don't shoot yourself in the head with a shotgun. It might hurt. And that's why he and so many other top scientists, like even the top advisor to the EU, Wolfgang Wudarg, saw what was in it, what they were saying was in it. They wouldn't give the details. Remember, the sheets were blank paper that, you know, that came with the shots, which is totally illegal under all law, because it was even worse. And then they were also changing up what was in it in different lots. You had the hot lots and the, you know, the really killer batches. We all know those now. I mean, this was scientifically done. They were gauging it all. They were doing it. And he explains all that. I mean, this was heavy planning. And we know who it was. And now you notice Redfield, former head of the CDC, has come out and said, oh, okay, they're deadly. Stop it. Oh, I'm not involved. He knows to run. He's a rat leaving a sinking ship. Because he knows what's about to come out. It's already coming out. I mean, this is so historic. Continue.
Training in immunology, as I did, in the first lesson. What allows your body to treat itself kindly, but to go to war if something untoward is discovered in your body? And the concept is this: self, non-self, or foreign. My body is healthy right now. My immune system that is surveilling all parts of my body is at peace with itself because everything it encounters is known to it to belong to my Eden, itself. If you inject me with a gene sequence that will make my body manufacture a foreign protein that isn't me, that is a viral protein, my body, every cell in my body that follows that instruction will signal to my immune system that I have been attacked, and my immune system goes to war and attacks and kills every cell that complied with that instruction. And that is what has happened, ladies and gentlemen, to every cell in every tissue in every person who has been thus injected. The toxicity that you would experience varies tremendously because some people would take it up efficiently, copy it efficiently, make the protein for a long time. I'm afraid those people are mostly dead. Other people took it up poorly, transcribed it poorly and only briefly, and those people are alive. And then there's every continuity in between. But that point, that if you inject an instruction that makes your body make a foreign protein that is not self, your immune system will attack it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this. This is the principle of tissue matching in organ transplantation. This is the principle behind failed tissue transplants, organ rejection. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the basis behind autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and many others, and neurological diseases where your body destroys itself. That is the first principle that was designed into every company's molecule: Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. So I knew by the middle of 2020, these were designed to cause injury. How much, I didn't know. I still don't completely know. But this expert is telling you that they were designed to cause injury. The second really important point to tell you about is what was encoded in these gene-based vaccines, alleged vaccines, is spike protein. I didn't know what spike protein was. It was new to me, but it's the spikes on the outside of this alleged virus that I don't think is real. I could find proteins like it, and I found all of them were known to be toxins, like neurotoxins, cardiotoxins, and things that would prompt blood coagulation. So again, the question, why would you encode in your helpful medicinal product something that, when expressed in your body, would harm you? That's the second thing. There is a third one, which is when I discovered it late in 2020 or early 2021, I have to say I cried. Two of the products made by Pfizer and Moderna were formulated. Every medicine is formulated. You'll be familiar with a tablet. It might be film coated or dry. It might be a capsule of various sizes. It could be a liquid for injection, an inhaler. All of these, you have the active principle, but it's surrounded and protected with something that helps it do its work, hopefully beneficial work. Two of these products were wrapped in something called lipid nanoparticles, or LNPs. Lipid is fat. Nano means tiny. Particle means little blobs. So they were wrapped in lipid nanoparticles, and I looked them up, and I thought, oh, that's quite interesting. They had been used before in certain oncology drugs. But here was the thing, as a toxicologist, when I started researching, I thought, these things are known to be toxic. And the further I explored, here is the shocking thing. Lipid nanoparticles, every one of them tested, is known to promote the uptake of their payload, whatever they were protecting, into the organs inside your abdomen, what's called the visceral organs, and most prominently, liver and your ovaries. So, ladies and gentlemen, the person who picks lipid nanoparticles to formulate these materials knew professionally that when it was injected into women and girls, this material would travel around their body and concentrate in their reproductive organs. And then it would do those two things I just described. It would be expressed and your body would recognize it as foreign and kill those cells. It would, when expressed, cause toxicity directly to those cells. And I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what possible motivation could you have for doing that when you could have picked half a dozen other means of protecting the drug? And I have to say, at that point, I knew deeply in my heart that the first two observations I made weren't just like mistakes or things they would ride the risks. These three things together told me someone got in a room, someone like me, and said, Dr. Yeadon, design injections that will injure, kill, and reduce fertility in the people you give it to, and design it so that it won't kill everybody, it won't injure everybody, but if we give it to enough people over time, it will lower the fertility in their health and reduce population. And this is what I have watched happen all around me for 5 years since that moment.
And this morning, I just went on X and searched Club of Rome, UN calls for depopulation, and found dozens of clips, you know, that I'd seen before, of major world leaders saying we want to depopulate the Earth. And they're the very same ones involved with these shots. This isn't even 2 + 2 = 4, folks. And I don't want credit for the work we've done exposing this and being the tip of the spear. We're all in this together. They're attacking me and my family as well. I just want your support. We need to be on air to expose the next pandemics they've admit they're planning and the next attacks. That's why it is critical to your future that you share the live feeds, the articles, the videos. You decide how powerful we are together. You're everything. Look in the mirror. I want to thank you for your action, for saving me and my family, and I'm fighting with you to save you. We're doing it together. We hang together, hang separate. Benjamin Franklin. But I'm asking you to make the decision. It's up to you to do your Christmas shopping with us, get incredible products, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs, and the very best supplements that will change your life. Our supplements are so incredible. They're so good. I wish I could, you know, just like in a grocery store where they, you know, have a person giving you a sample of something because they know it's so tasty, you're going to want to buy it. I mean, I just need you to believe me and go to the store. Our very best selling products are 60% off to induce those of you that never gotten them to get them. 80%+ of the people getting the supplements reorder. That's unheard of. But I need to get those of you on the fence to do it. But it's up to you. Ultramethylene Blue, the creatine gummies, the highest quality, the Irish Sea Moss, all of it right now, massively discounted at TheAlexShowStore.com. Get your orders in by Friday to ensure you get them way before Christmas. TheAlexShowStore.com. We'll be right back.
My pillow alone, just my pillow, not counting me, it costs them over $200 million directly related to Arctic Frost, everybody. What they've done to my company, tried to just wipe them off the face of the earth because I'm out there going, we need to secure our elections. We need to secure our elections. We need to get rid of the machines. We need to go to paper ballots.
You were literally terrorized and targeted, and it's in the documents.
And that thing goes so deep. It's funny, Alex, things go so far, and then they tend to get stopped. But you guys, just know, I am never stopping. I will never stop. And number one, my number one thing is we need to secure our election platforms.
Let's talk about this. People supporting what you're doing and getting the highest quality, you name it, great products. Almost all of it made in America. Your great Giza sheets have that special cotton everybody knows comes from Egypt, which are amazing. Right. I've got some on my king bed. Talk about the incredible products you've got at mypillow.com/Alex. And again, I want to be clear. Right. We are only here still hanging on, but now people support at theAlexJonesStore.com or at MyPillow.com/Alex is absolutely critical. This is now literally up to you every month whether we're going to stay in this fight. We're both workaholics. We love people. We love telling the truth. You know, these corrupt people, you know, think we're schmucks because we're not corrupt. No, we know how to be corrupt if we wanted to, dumbasses. But we like being good people. That's what builds a society.
We're the tip of the spear. This is it. You only get one shot at this. And like I said about 2 years ago, they said, Mike, would you, if you could turn back time here and go back, and if you wanted to spoke out about the election, wouldn't stand your ground. You know, look what they've destroyed and tried to destroy you. I said, I would never change a thing knowing what I know and knowing what this is critical. And that's where we're at. And it's because of all of you, because you buy our products. And that's why we're putting right now on sale our five flagship products. We have five flagship products, our biggest products of all time. For you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, and you guys are going to see we've got the Giza Dream Sheets. If you put that thing up there, these are all for Christmas presents, you guys. You can get the best Christmas presents ever. The Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the slippers. On the MyPillow Premiums, we've sold 85 million MyPillows because they work. You save over 50% on those. And then the mattress toppers made in the USA, $149.98, as low as that, depending on the size. But we got in the premium My Towels that actually work. You save 50% there, $39.98. And here's one of my favorites, the My Slippers. Best slippers in history. They're normally $149.98, $39.98. And once they're gone, they're gone. We can't get those back. They're made with impact gel, made out of soybeans. You walk on them, and it's like walking on a cloud. It's absolutely awesome, this patented gel that's in there. And then you have the Giza Dream Sheets. It's my favorite product. It's our president's favorite product. And as low as $29.98. And I want to show you one more. You guys go there, and you're getting five of these Bible pillows. These are very dear to me. They've got stories on the back. You get basically five Christmas gifts for $29.98 for all five. You got the baby Jesus, Noah's Ark, Daniel in the Lion's Den, but you get all five of them. So you get five individual gifts for under $6 a piece. Free shipping, promo code Alex on your entire order. No matter what you are, this is an exclusive free shipping on your entire order. So go to MyPillow.com/Alex, and it's a win-win-win. You guys are supporting my employee-owned company. You're getting the best products at the best prices in history. You're supporting this great, Alex's great show. I'll tell you, Alex, I can't be prouder, more proud than anyone that support your show and what you put out and help save this country more than anyone, and I mean that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Nick Fuentes is coming up 6 after next hour. Have a big discussion debate. I can do 10 hours with Kyle Serafin. This is owned extremely popular and exploding program. Weekday mornings, Kyle Serafin Show, thekyleserafinshow.com. And he's always about detail and facts. You can take one of these stories he's got, spend an hour on it, and give you every little detail. Again, the top, most prolific, accurate whistleblower ever from the FBI. And then once they demonized him and attacked him, it made him even bigger. So now he has all the sources and good guys and gals giving him info. But he said months ago, and then again just 2 weeks ago on the show, he believes that Bongino will be gone, just from his own analysis, which is even better than sources, by Christmas. And then, you know, he said weeks ago, I hear his office is already cleared out. You know, he was set from sources even declare he's leaving today. The New York Times is reporting he is cleared out. He could declare as early as today. Kyle said last night, he goes, I don't really want to announce this yet because he'll probably just spite us and stay over it. We don't have a hard-on for Bongino. The bigger issue is, why is he leaving? Well, it was Serafin said 6 months ago, he's pissed about the handling of Epstein, which is a feather in his cap. We want to believe in these guys. But the bigger issue is who will replace him. We already know, but really, who is that the AG of Missouri, being who we know is a good guy, promoted, I'm heard for even higher. And the next shoe to drop is Kash Patel, who is now on his flight log spending half his time with his girlfriend showboating around. When he said never use the jet for personal stuff, he's using it double and or triple, it looks like now. It was double, to just fly around and act like a movie star while he should be heading up a manhunt for whoever attacked Brown University. So we've got all those stories, plus he's got other big developments happening. And we were talking about him last night, and then he sent me a bunch of other big stuff. So I don't know how we're going to cover this. I'm going to try to shut up. You can go wherever you want, but you are batting 1,000 at this point. Kyle Serafin, where do you want to start here? Because, again, it's not about undermining Trump. It's about if he doesn't have a good DOJ and FBI, we're not going to be able to fix this country. So we're doing a real service here. And we were getting criticized, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months ago by people. I'm not getting any criticism now. People get now, oh, you're trying to course correct. Yeah, out of the iceberg field. Is there a way to do that? Kyle Serafin.
Yeah, for whatever it's worth, I don't want Donald Trump to do less of what he claimed. I want him to do far more of what he said he was going to do on the campaign trail. I went back and listened to some of the old footage when he was out there making the original pitch, which was in October of 2016, like just before the election.
Told Hillary, I'm going to put your ass in prison.
Yeah, all of that is what we wanted. And then what we see is like this soft version of it, this kind of fake, you know, whatever. I keep calling it slop, and I don't know what else it is. It's sloppy propaganda, and slop is a really good way of just kind of saying it shorthand. So we're seeing slop. And rather than get the actual consequences that we were hoping to see, what we see is we see someone trying to message a win without getting the win. And so the Trump administration is becoming just a PR spin job instead of actually the
perfectly said, and saying the economy's fixed. No, you're making the right moves, according to the economists, and I agree. Some good stuff's on energy going down, but saying it's perfect, that's slop, and America knows it's slop. And we're saying stop slopping us.
Yeah, and people will, and here's the thing, like the base is getting fed up with it because they've got tough times financially. They see things that are not wins. They see failures from the, you know, the law enforcement agency. They thought it was going to come in and just be like a Tasmanian devil, like nothing but teeth and claws, like destroying everything that's bad, which is a tactic. That's not the tactic that I recommended. I think the tactic I recommended would have been more successful. And instead what they did is kind of like half measures. So there's this story that came out yesterday, and we didn't cover it on the program when you and I did kind of a little update, but let's talk about it. It's from Fox. It says the FBI is doubting, or they doubted, probable cause in the Mar-a-Lago raid. So now we're going to rehash stuff from 2022. Okay, fine. Let's do it. But let's not act like Fox News is breaking some kind of a story, or that we're going to basically be dropping this as some brand new information and that they're going to do something about it. Okay.
But I remember it came out over a year ago that they doubted the probable cause and thought somebody could get hurt. Yeah, it's all recycled crap.
That's exactly it. It's slop. This is the only word. I did a whole podcast on it this morning. But basically, what this story actually came out in March of 2023. And then it was covered by members of Congress. Jim Jordan went really aggressive on it. Tom Massey interviewed Steve D'Antuono, who was the guy that was in charge of the Washington field office where I used to work. And they had significant doubts in the senior management, the senior executive service that was in the Washington field office. And there was this back and forth. Why is Washington field running this op? Why is headquarters weighing in on it? Didn't we already learn this in Crossfire Hurricane? They literally adjudicated all of these questions. And Merrick Garland came out and said it very clearly. And you guys can find clips of it. It's very easy to do. He's like, Merrick Garland said, I authorized this raid. At the end of the day, we've got people like John Solomon who carry water for this administration. We got Brooke Singman, who seems like a nice lady, but she works for Fox and she seems to do like FBI press releases instead of actually doing journalistic work. And all of these people are pushing out this slop saying, look what we found. So let me ask you this, Alex, if I was going to go do something that mattered and I was the FBI and I just uncovered some major wrongdoing, would I bring it to United States attorney's offices and say, hey, let's go forward and prosecute the people that broke the law? Or would I give it to a member of Congress so they could go out there and campaign on it? Like, look how bad these guys are, and nothing happens. Which one would you want to see happen?
I want to see a prosecution, not a bunch of hot air.
Which is why they gave it to Congress. You know, so let's just be real about it. That's what happened. That's slop. If you go out there and you run this sort of campaign on Fox News saying, look what we found, probable cause. At the end of the day, there's a magistrate judge who decides whether or not you've got probable cause.
No, you nailed it. We are being given, not with Kennedy, not with Gabbard, not with immigration enforcement.
Yeah, I think Hegseth has been doing a good job. I think that Chris Wright's been doing.
Exactly. That's the problem.
There are people
Trump should be harping on all the real stuff he did and say, this is all hard. We're trying to fix it. Just be honest, but don't tell us, oh, the economy's great. Inflation's fixed. People know it's not fixed. In fact, I was never rich, super ultra rich, like they said. But now after bankruptcy, I literally have to count every penny. And I'm literally getting the hamburger instead of the steak, which is fine. It's good to kind of be back to that. It's just my whole life, you know. But I understand, like, I go to the grocery store and I'm like, what the hell? You know, it's like, don't tell me inflation's fixed.
No, not when bacon that I used to go buy. I go to Costco. That's, you know, that's my thing. I got a big family. And so we go buy bacon and it's twice as much money. I go coffee. It's 50% more than I used to pay for it a couple of years ago. So, you know, they didn't reverse the inflation. Even if they slowed down the inflation from the Biden side, the cost is still high. And so people are experiencing that. We don't have 99 cents.
He did cut energy massively. He did cut eggs and stuff. He needs to just show the graphs and say, hey, we've cut it this much. We've slowed it. On these things, we've lowered it. Don't say it's all perfect. Affordability's a hoax.
Right. And don't tell me that we're in a new golden era when there's people that are, you know, that are looking at their pocketbooks and saying, I'm not going to vote for you because you said something and now you're lying to me. The number one job that Trump has never understood, he does a very different kind of sales than I used to do. And I was in sales and outside. You always under promise and you over deliver. You say, look, I'm going to do my best for you on this thing. And when you came and give more, then people get excited. If you over promise and under deliver, which is a classic politician move.
Oh, it's like coming onto a woman, even if a woman's into you. And then you act super desperate and super excited and start telling you all about yourself. No, you got to sit back and listen to them. And then it's a panty dropper. Sorry, but it's an analogy for life. Trump needs to have town halls where he sits and listens.
That's right. Instead of messaging. And so we did this yesterday where Susie Wiles went out and talked to Vanity Fair and made some big to do. And she talked to the wrong publication, I would say, because Vanity Fair, like I get emails from them and say, will you comment on this? I already know I'm talking to the enemy. And for anybody that's, you know, if anybody happens to be listening, that is one of those mainstream publications. And I know people at CBS and NBC and ABC and, you know, the New York Times, and it doesn't matter. Like all these places will reach out to me on occasion. I just know that if we have a different political leaning, there's a possibility that you want to do something negative with what I say. So I'm cautious about it. She went out and did something. And then what did we have to do? We got slop. We got every single cabinet and sub-cabinet member going out on X and sharing it across the Twitter space saying, well, Susie Wiles is amazing and she's incredible. It's like, well, maybe. Maybe she is. Maybe she isn't.
By the way, with the Vanity Fair and all this, I know there's a video interview. I haven't time to watch it. But if she said Elon's on ketamine and all this other stuff, that is like a loose cannon. Look, here's a problem. You've honed in.
That's what happens when somebody's used to being off camera and not used to being interviewed. Like you and I know that what we say, we're going to be held accountable for. If we say it out loud, there's a tape recording of it. There's a video of it. And someone's going to come play it in our face. You'd think guys like Dan Bongino would know that, you know, like he said stuff. And now when he says something different, we can play Dan Bongino versus Dan Bongino. You can play Hal Serafin or Alex Jones versus ourselves. The question is how much have we changed? And have we explained why, if we have at all? I generally, you know, I haven't been doing this nearly as long as you are. So you can find clips of me. I pretty much said the same thing for the last 3 years. I want to see a de-weaponized government. I want to see less government. I was 100% behind tariffs, even if I lost money on it. Because you know what? If you're going to fund the government through a consumption tax, which is what tariffs are, great. Just get rid of 80 or 90% of the government because you're not going to be able to fund all the stuff we do right now. I'm 100% on board with that. But you overpromised and you didn't deliver it. Susie Wiles, I think, is used to working in the background. She's worked to be in the lobbyist. So she's the person that has the dinner that's not recorded.
Well, let me just talk about how you're in the zeitgeist. And I'm kissing your ass. It's weird. It's like you're psychic. You sent me all this stuff. You told me huge news last night you wanted to break. And then you're not covering any of that. I was going to ask you about the crisis in the Trump administration, what you think about this address tonight that we don't know what it's about. What should it be? But I thought, I'm not going to do that because he's got all this breaking news and you go right there. But that is to me.
I think they're related, Alex. I actually do. I think what you've seen is you've seen a multi-dimensional failure of the people that needed to win. We needed to, like, you know, I was a paramedic, right? So when you get on scene, there's a couple things you got to do. First thing you do is you freak out, you panic because everything is overwhelming. That's normal. You do that for about 1 second. Then you get your wits about you and you start going down the checklist and doing what needs to be done. The border needed to be closed. You got to do that. That's a tourniquet. And then you got to start de-weaponizing the government. You got to start doing your interventions to fix the problem that might kill you in the order that they'll kill you. When you do a trauma assessment, which I used to do, you go up to a patient. What's the first thing that kills somebody? A massive hemorrhage. If they bleed out, you can't put the blood back in the field. So we've got to tourniquet things off. We got to go find and assess and put pressure dressings. We've got to go do things in the order that they will kill us. And one of the things that will kill us faster than anybody, and you know it, and I know it, is a DOJ that runs on its own program where you've got deep-seated managers that have been going down forever.
The problems, even we know the problems, we can't execute.
You have to go and stop the teeth that are going to bite into you. If this is the attack dog, which the DOJ is the attack dog, it's got a couple of teeth, ATF, FBI, DEA, United States Marshal Service. Those are the four canines. Okay. The Marshal Service hasn't been biting people the same way. So don't worry about them. The DEA has been able to hide. They've been loving it because they're off the radar. ATF, they still suck. The ATF's always sucked. The FBI is the single most talked about problem. And how did you fix it? You didn't. You swapped out the management at the top. You kept every single person that was below them. And even if you fired a ton of them, every single manager that is in a managerial position today, from the GS-15, which is the second line, all the way up to the senior, you know, just below Dan Bongino, all of those people came in under Chris Wray. Every single one of those people put their hand up in the air and said, I'm willing to be an FBI supervisor under the previous regime.
You've been dead on. What do we do during the shakeup? How far does it go? We were hearing Patel's out too. So what needs to happen? What does the public need to do? Because we know Trump wants action too.
Well, Salon Magazine just covered that as well. They just said that they think that he's out, which means that Andrew Bailey would be in. It sounds like Andrew Bailey's been there long enough now that he could step into an acting role of the FBI, and then you'd slide in this guy, Chad Yarbrough, behind him. And now you've got two people that were at the top, and they're lights out. They've managed to fail at the things they said they would come in and fixed. They were going to release Epstein files. We've seen not that. They said they were going to find whoever the pipe bomber is. I'd like to share some stuff on that because I got somebody in Dubai reached out and shared with us a gate analysis video that's a little bit confusing. And you just go, okay, I don't think that's it. You we're going to find who did the cocaine at the White House, and we're going to find out who did the Dobbs leak. So those were the big stories these guys hung their hat on. The only one they said that they were winning, the only time that they said they won is that they got the pipe bomber. And I think they got the wrong person because the guys that went into that job told us it was an inside job. It involved different sort of law enforcement agencies or members of the federal government. People
sure,
who were in a position to cover
it
up.
It's classic.
And then, right. Then they turn around. So
the time we've got, let's move quick and come back soon for a whole hour because I wish we had more time. Let's get into this right now because I told you the wrong time zone. I apologize. I messed up last night. Too much going on.
No worries.
Let's just triage this with just quick bites. I know you want to back up what you say, but let's just give us what you think, and then we can, you know, tomorrow, whatever, get into it or hear people here on your show. What about Brown University and all the stuff going on there, the bizarreness and no reward and, oh, we're not going to tell you what he looks like. Go to the website, and then scrubbing people off the site that I got to tell you, I've seen the videos. Looks like the same guy, the way he walks. I need to be a gate analysis NSA computer program. I'm not saying he's guilty, but people like
I just saw some gate analysis online that indicated that like a 95 or a 98% match. Now, whether that was good, it was actually a software program that was designed for horses. But
well,
gate analysis,
clear.
Gate analysis.
I mean,
knees are knees,
like the
right?
The body, the face, the pasty skin, the way the guy's walking in the Palestinian deals, and they scrub him the next day. I mean, I already spent an hour on it, but my God, this looks bad.
It does. And so you got to ask the questions. First of all, that's local law enforcement. This is a local case. Like, it may have national profile, but it's not an FBI case. This is an FBI, what they call law enforcement assist. We heard from Sean Hannity last night. The FBI has stepped up a bigger step into it. The question is we saw the evidence response team, and it looks like the local evidence response team, and they must have got the B team or the new guys that are out there kicking snow around instead of using a tool. Like my buddy Steve Friend said, how come they can't find a $200 government rake to go through the snow and look for whatever they were looking for, shell casings or, you know, some sort of lost personal items? So we're watching subpar sort of a reaction and you know, FBI exploitation of the crime scene. And so then we have to ask, they also arrested the wrong guy, right? They quote unquote detained the wrong guy for 12 hours. I'm sure that looked like an arrest when they went in there and grabbed him. And they did so based on what's called CAST, the Cellular Analysis Survey Team. Well, CAST has a mixed bag of really, really good stuff. They sometimes find people who are kidnap victims. They sometimes find guys that are cold cases of murder.
Well, we got a response back from the university. We said, why'd you scrub this guy? They go, well, he might've been doxxed. All I'm saying is, you look at the guy,
look at their priorities.
You look at how he walks, you look at all, I mean, I'm no computer program, but I know, you know, and no reward in all this. And I guess obviously the police in the local area looks like they're kept by and controlled by the university. I mean, if this is a cover up and I see all the signs of a cover up, I'm not saying of what, well then it sounds like pipe bombing cover up 2.0.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds like people that either are doing one of two things possible. Either they're incompetent, which is difficult for me to fathom because I actually know the FBI to be a relatively incompetent or competent investigative agency. When they want to do it, they do a great job. If they are intentionally putting their worst foot forward to discredit guys like Cash and Dan, That wouldn't surprise me, although that would be a really appalling place for us to be at right now if that's what's going on. If people are putting deliberately the wrong people that don't know what they're doing, slapping jackets on them and have them wander around in the snow and kick it around with their feet instead of actually doing a, you know, a grid search or something more targeted. You know, there are ways to get rid of snow. I know the FBI
or
has
using
them. They have these
a
space
metal
heaters.
Detector? Like,
what on earth are they doing there? I keep watching this B-roll footage. I've seen it like five or six times. I watch it on loop and I just go, I haven't been part of a lot of searches in the snow. But I've never thought that maybe kicking stuff with my foot would be the right answer. Like, it doesn't look plausible unless these people are just filling up time, but they're all on camera looking ridiculous. And so we've got this overtly ridiculous kind of response, kicking things around in a very non-scientific. The FBI's evidence response team goes through specialized training. They go down to Quantico and do a boot camp. They've got an actual like a tier one version of that team that lives down in Virginia, and they fly up on the jet. That's what the jet was actually designed to do, fly out and do response to things like this. And they're really good, and they can fly stuff back and forth. They actually brought some of those people in for the Charlie Kirk scenario.
Sure, so shifting gears out of that, the time we have left, the latest on the pipe bomber fiasco, other FBI whistleblowers that are inside are saying that Brian Cole literally has horrible vision and is autistic, and no one's buying it. No one's believing. Like you said, the geolocation with the cell phones doesn't fit what they're saying.
Right.
Just like Candace Owens and her Egyptian planes. People actually got the data. It's not true. The majority of it. I mean, what's happening there? In fact, you sent us some clips.
Yeah, I think this is going to blow up in their face. So, like, let's first watch who is this Brian Cole guy. There's a video from 2024. This was a body cam footage. There's about 50 minutes or 45 minutes of this actual interaction with the police officer. If you've ever had a fender bender where the cops show up, it can take a lot longer than a few seconds. But we can watch a few seconds of it and see a little bit about who this guy is, which basically nobody has seen.
Yeah, this is clip two, Scripps News Service, Brian Cole encounter with police. Here it is.
Is everyone okay? Anyone hurt?
Okay, officer.
Everyone's all good?
Police responding to a Virginia traffic accident in 2024 captured these images of Brian J. Cole Jr. more than a year before federal authorities took him into custody and accused him of planting pipe bombs near Democratic and Republican headquarters in Washington, D.C.
Last scene, Judge, I was looking for a place that I could, you know, move on to the next lane. And then just crashed behind him.
Cole was driving the blue Nissan Sentra when he rear-ended the truck in front of him.
If you would have left some space, you wouldn't have rear-ended the vehicle. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
A police officer wrote him a ticket that day for following too closely behind the other vehicle.
I see that you do have a good driving record. You have 4+ points, which is good.
That's enough. You can see he is seriously mentally impaired. With all the texts, all the stuff. If you saw him at the mall sitting on a chair, you'd say, oh, that guy's got mental problems.
And look, I mean, he's talking to the cop and he's doing this thing where he's hitting the shoulder over and over again. I saw five of those repetitive motions in a period of about, you know, 8 seconds. And, you know, it doesn't make him a bad person.
Tick.
It's a self-soothing thing under high pressure. Now, that's a much longer clip. And what you can see, not in that part of the clip, but in the actual longer piece, is that he walks around and he doesn't have a right leg limp. Now, that's something that was identified by the FBI. If you listen to the Washington Post, it was obviously identified by my friends over at The Blaze, who clearly pointed out.
Yeah, B-roll clip one. We don't need the audio, but B-roll, he's talking clip one, the right leg limp. Here it is. Keep going.
It was pretty well established that the person who was the pipe bomber, which you're seeing on the bottom there, has what's called right leg drag. It's kind of a limp of sorts, but it's a real specific type of limp, and people have a name for it in the physiology. What you're seeing on the top screen there is footage from a woman who used to work for the Capitol Police, who was a goalie, and there they are walking off, and you can see that kind of like after playing and after being involved in sport. This is after a femur injury that resulted in some surgery. What you're seeing on the screen right now, I don't think anyone's seen before. This is from January 6th, and this is the woman that the Blaze identified originally, but more importantly, this is a Capitol Police officer who just got finished shooting pepper balls.
I'm no supercomputer, but my eye just immediately sees all three videos, same person, same shoulders, same head, same ass, same limp. I mean, that's how you know your neighbors. It's how you know your kids. It's how you know this stuff.
Human beings have a really uncanny ability to assess threat or not threat, or friend or not friend, or familiar or unfamiliar when we just look over and see people move. And the wildest part is that no matter what you do with the story of Brian Cole, which I don't think fits any of the fact patterns, I don't know how you explain away what you guys are showing on the screen right now. The person who was the alleged pipe bomber moved around Washington, D.C. confidently, knowingly, understood where he or she was going, which I think it was a she, and then sat down at a bush for 77 seconds. And after that happened, the next day, U.S. Capitol Police officers from a unit that worked in the same exact little space went directly to the bush that this person's sitting
yeah,
at
so we know.
And then went directly to the bomb.
What they thought were live bombs. So we understand that. And you're right. So 5 years of this, a cover-up, as soon as this gets exposed and the blaze, they run out and find their potential patsy, and no one is buying it. And so where do you expect this to go now?
Well, yeah, would you stick around if you knew that you put out something? Listen, we heard the guy who was the number two who claimed credit for this case. Dan Bongino went out on Fox and said, you know, a number of things, including we're pretty comfortable we got our guy. Alex, you've been listening to people do press conferences a long time. You ever heard the police come out or the FBI come out and
say,
yeah,
we're
pretty
confident.
No,
when they came out with Rob Reiner's son, they said, he's it, capital murder. He's, we're going to put him in prison. He's going down. They didn't
That's
say,
how you
we're,
talk
we're
when you confidently work something.
We're pretty confident he killed his parents. No, they didn't say that.
Exactly, because if you do that, if you leave the door open, there's a couple of things. Number one, you're saying that you're not that confident, and more importantly, you say that you're not that confident. You don't want to go out there and put your name to it.
Bongino looks away when he says, he goes, we're pretty confident. He's like, get me out of here.
It's the same sort of face and the same sort of delivery that we had on Epstein killed himself. I've seen the video, that kind of thing. So I think that that's another sort of motivating factor for him to leave. He doesn't want to be there when this thing falls apart. And remember, if he leaves on the 28th at the end of that pay period, 27th, 28th, which will be just before the end of this year, the detention hearing for Brian Cole Jr. is on the 30th, the last day before the year ends here. And I'm just going to predict right now that there's some fireworks. I may have seen some things that that indicate that they're going to have a really hell of a time, even showing that there's probable cause. Forget about the conviction. I don't think they have probable cause to even hold this guy.
Well, you already showed it. And like, literally, he's a...
That's part of it. That's not even the whole thing. I mean, there's worse.
He's a DoorDash driver or whatever it is. And like, it's not even the same time they claim. So they could just pick anybody that's driving around and set you up.
And what people will see is that there were not very many people driving around Washington, D.C. at that time. And the streets are mostly empty, as you can see from some of the pipe bomber footage. It turns out this is actually not that difficult to run down, which I'm going to go back and reiterate it. I think Tom Massey actually believes me when I said this because I heard him say it the other day. I think the FBI discovered Brian Cole Jr. in the area of the pipe bomb at the time and found out that he wasn't the guy. And then they dismissed him as a subject and they revived it and they brought it out on Dan Bongino's birthday of all things on his 51st birthday, went out there and announced that we got the guy, we've got him. You know, here we go, Serge, go for it. But I do not think you're going to find video that shows that this guy looks anything like or walks anything like or has anywhere near the confidence.
By the way, even five more minutes with us, but I should have said this up front. You got Senator Grassley, but particularly Tom Massey saying, I don't buy it. So they got a big problem. But imagine if they let it come out, it'll discredit the Democrats, the system, the deep state. So that's why this is happening. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.